Blog Talk Radio.
Presents a Blog Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. It feels like forever since I've talked to you guys, and it was just June 26th when we had Josie and Tina Marie from the Josie Music Awards on, and the Josie Music, the Josie Show. And don't forget, they're doing their Josie Music Awards festival in Nashville, and I'll play the promo for you for that later. But tonight, I am so excited. I am so excited about this. I wish there was more of these. I really do. It's an honor to have with us tonight Celeste Moy. She's the sister of Sylvia Moy, who Sylvia was a great songwriter back in the Motown day. And she's written some great songs. And now Celeste has been carrying the torch for the Masterpiece Sound Studios Sylvia started, and she's continuing it and has this great, great, exciting news and announcement for you guys. I'm so excited. Nobody does this. It needs to be done more often. They're having this great song contest. We're going to talk about it. So welcome to the show, everybody. Miss Celeste Moy. How are you, Celeste? Thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you, Joanne, for having me. I'm doing great.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
Well, tell everybody. I want to let everybody know. Well, let's start with Sylvia. So Sylvia, obviously, she has been in the industry forever, and God rest her soul, but she's been inducted to the Songwriter. Was she the first female to be inducted into the Songwriter?
She's either the first or the second. I'm not quite sure about that, but there have been about 500 different inductees, and still like 30 women, and she was definitely the first or the second.
Very nice. And every time I think of Sylvia, I think of, you've seen the movie, the Temptations. It's like a 4 or 5 hour long series. Every time it's on, I watch it. But there's this woman, I think her name is Johnny, and she gets them started in the little basement down there. That's what I think of Sylvia, especially when it comes to the studio back in the day.
Well, actually, Sylvia's writing career really took off when she wrote Uptight, which was recorded by Stevie Wonder.
Right.
And they did a lot of the demos for Uptight in the basement, like you saw in that movie. But it was Sylvia and Stevie Wonder and Hank Cosby who actually made that hit a reality.
Nice. And now you are an attorney, I believe, and you're just keeping the name going of the studio, and also your sister, of course.
Well, I do have a practice. I do have a law practice. I practice music and entertainment law.
Nice.
With an emphasis on copyrights and trademarks. And I'm with a really great law firm, Arendt Fox Schiff. But my sister passed in 2017, and my seven siblings and myself inherited her estate, which included 150 Motown songs that she wrote while she was a songwriter for Motown, and her recording studio that she built in 1973. Masterpiece Sound Studios. So we formed the Estate of Sylvia Moy LLC, doing business as Masterpiece Sound Studios. And our commitment is to promote and preserve the legacy of our sister, Sylvia Moy.
Right, right. And Masterpiece is like Detroit's one of historic state-of-the-art studios. I mean, and it's been around for how many years now?
It's since 1973. And
wow.
We have clearly, obviously, we've expanded the services. We've redecorated, refurbished, upgraded all the equipment. We've hired excellent, experienced, talented audio engineers. We have three of them. And we've expanded our services to include music video productions and multimedia productions. So we're open.
I'm gonna take a guess that Sylvia was the first female to open up a studio in Detroit.
Oh, no question about it.
I didn't doubt it. Yeah. Well, she was an amazing songwriter, I'm sure, an even more wonderful sister. And for you to do this, what you're doing now is just amazing and beautiful, because there's not many things like this, especially, I mean, what we're talking about, folks, is Celeste is part of a Sony/Masterpiece Sound Studios song contest. And it's not just a song contest, it's a cover song contest. And what they're doing is they're taking existing songs that I believe the majority were written or co-written by Sylvia. Yes or no?
Yes, most of the ones in the selected 10 songs in the contest were written by her, but not all of them. But consistent with her legacy, she really believed that good songs can be remixed and reinterpreted in a number of different genres. And
right.
She believed in supporting and highlighting and celebrating the songs, those great songs, but the songwriters who wrote them. And
right.
That's exactly a very important part of the cover song contest.
Right. And not only that, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, the other big thing it will do is there's cash awards for the winners of this cover song contest.
Yeah.
It's free to enter. But the contestants can win up to $25,000 if they have the winning cover song. And it will clearly jumpstart a new artist and their career, because we
right.
have partners with Sony Music Publishing, and that will provide an opportunity for the winner to have that cover song that wins our contest distributed and used in sync opportunities.
That's right. You bring, not only bringing your career to life, but you are bringing back to life the songs that are a place in history that will never go away. And to hear them again current in a current sound, and just it, and what's so great about this is you could do it in any genre. You could sing them
yeah.
in rock, R&B, rap, Indian, Hindu,
or,
anything, right? I mean, anything goes.
Absolutely true. Yes, we selected 10 different genres for our contestants to choose from, but we've covered most of the genres that are covered by the Grammys for their awards. So really easy for our interested musicians and artists and producers to enter the contest. We've already selected the song, so you don't have to be a songwriter.
Right.
You can be a musician. You could be a singing group. You could be a solo artist. You could, be a rapper or a hip-hop
right.
artist.
Right.
And you can enter this contest.
And another great thing about it, you don't have to sit home and say, God, what song am I going to sing? They picked the song for you. Celeste, I'm not sure. Please tell me if anything has changed. But in front of me, I have a couple of the songs that people can select from. My Baby Loves Me, Nothing's Too Good for My Baby, I Was Made to Love Her, Ain't That Asking for Trouble, It's Gotta Be a Miracle,
yeah.
Heaven Sent You, I Know, I'm still loving you. You've made me so very happy. Whole lot of shaking in my heart. And which way is the sky? Just to mention a few, right? Or is there more?
Those are the 10 selected Motown songs in this first cover song contest.
Beautiful. I love it. I love it. I wish this was around 30 years ago. Oh, my God. I'd enter every song.
Well, Joanne, nostalgia has been a musical evolution.
Yes.
For example, even something as cutting edge as hip-hop includes nostalgia. The saxophonist Terrence Martin produced Snoop Dogg, and you know what he said? He started producing hip-hop tracks because it was the music of the time, but he never lost his love for jazz. So the cover song contest that we have put out there for people to enter is putting together the nostalgia of these great Motown songs with all the today's genres and giving our contestants an opportunity to win real cash and jumpstart their careers in the music industry.
Right, and you never know if they don't like you for the way you sang the song, they just might like your song for something else. I mean, your voice for something else. Who knows?
Oh, that's right.
That's right. And what I do love the most about this, because every song contest or writing contest or anything, there's always a fee. How are you managing not to do an entry fee?
Well, we really wanted everybody who wants to join to join. And because our
beautiful
contest is open and eligible for District of Columbia and Puerto Rico.
Right, right. And so it's open. I'm sorry.
So rather than try to figure out how to charge a fee and maybe some could pay, some couldn't pay, and deal with the rules in all the different states, we found that if we just eliminated that fee, we would have more contestants and we could make it available in all of the states.
That's right. And it's open to any amateur, individual, or independent singer, musician, singing group, or band. And as Celeste said, from any of the 50 United States and the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. So we reach a lot of people here on this show. So I'm hoping we're exciting somebody as much as I'm excited. So is it okay if we share some of the judges that will be judging the songs? Is that okay to mention that, Celeste?
Sure. do you have a list or you want me to give
I do,
you some
I do,
ideas?
I do, I do. I just wanted to make sure it was okay to mention.
No, go right ahead. Yeah.
Because this is an exclusive, folks. This is brand new. And, oh, real quick, when is the deadline, Celeste?
The deadline to enter is the July 31st.
Oh, you got to hurry, folks. You got to hurry.
Yeah.
You got to hurry. So on the judges, these are just a few of the judges. Frank Wilson, he's known for Love Child, Keep on Truckin', Boogie Down, all those great songs. pardon me, Ivy Jo Hunter.
Joanne, let me just
yes.
Add that Frank Wilson is also deceased, but his one of his daughters who manages his catalog today will be a judge for the Frank Wilson songs that are in the contest. And we do have several in the contest.
Got it. My bad. And we also have Ivy Jo Hunter, best known for his Dancing in the Streets, My Baby Loves Me, Claudette Robinson, who is Smokey's wife, Smokey Robinson
well,
songs from the...
former wife.
Yes, ex-wife.
Yes.
Yeah, you know Smokey songs, but Dad, it's Smokey. You know these songs. You've really got a hold on me. Tears of a Clown, Oh Baby Baby, Shop Around, oh my goodness, everything. Brenda Holloway, you got to know Brenda Holloway, best known for Every Little Bit Hurts, and You've Made Me So Very Happy, which I love that song. I do. That's actually my song. It just came to me one day, and that's been the song in my relationship for the last 30 years. It just popped into my head. I know I want to. And then Paul Reiser from of course What Becomes of Broken Hearted, and Motown producer arranger, and are there many more, or that's just to mention a few?
Well, one of our genres is Native American Rhythm. And we have a judge who is a professor, PhD at Michigan State University, and teaches ethnomusicology, and he has produced many Native American bands.
Cool.
So we asked him to join our panel specifically to not just to judge all of the works, but because he would be particularly capable of judging any Native American rhythm bands, singers, or groups that decide to enter the contest.
Nice, nice. And let's tell everybody where they can go and get the application form and to get more information. Where do they go to enter the contest?
All you have to do is go to masterpiecesoundstudios.com/cover song contest. That's the landing page to the contest, and follow the prompts. You can also hear the original versions of all 10 songs on that page. But once you enter your email address, you'll go to the landing page for actually submitting your cover, and the instructions are pretty easy to follow.
Right. Well, I want to play the promo for everybody. So maybe the promo will tell it a lot better than I am, because I'm so excited about it. So let's play the promo for everybody. Let's let them hear what we've been talking about this whole time, so they can understand it in English, because I get so tongue tied. Hang on, folks. Listen to this.
Attention music artists / producers. The Cover Song Contest, sponsored by Masterpiece Sound Studios, in partnership with Sony Music Publishing, is open to any independent or amateur singer, producer, musician, group, or band in all 50 states, D.C., and Puerto Rico. Contestants can win up to $25,000 cash. Just pick one of 10 selected Motown songs, flip or remix the song in one of 10 genres. Go to masterpiecesoundstudios.com/coversongcontest to enter. No entry fee required.
Nice. There you go. We said it. We did all that. Forget him.
That's right.
We did it all. We did it all. But I do have a couple of songs that I was going to play tonight, so people, just in case the titles don't ring a bell to them, they can hear. And I think I have two versions of one of the songs so that people can see the difference in those. And you're not looking for karaoke. We're looking for originality here.
That's right.
That's right. We're looking for you.
A cover song is not a remake, which is an attempt to reproduce the exact sound of the original song. It's a remix or a reinterpretation of a previously recorded song by someone other than the original artist or composer. So
right.
It's talent, but it's also creativity.
Exactly. Well, let's play It's Got to Be a Miracle, because that one is up for grabs if you guys want to do a remake of this one. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and we're going to check this one out. And I hope you get the feel for it, and maybe this will be the one you'll want to do a cover of. Check it out, To Be a Miracle. And I think that one's, It's Got to Be a Miracle. I think that's Marvin Gaye, right? And also Martha Navandellas did it as well, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. You Got My Baby Loves Me Too. That's the Martha Vandella song. But
oh, okay.
It's Got to Be a Miracle.
Lovely. Here we go, folks. It's Got to Be a Miracle. This one's up for grabs. If you want to twist and turn this baby out, submit it and to the cover song contest, feel free and check this out. It's Got to Be a Miracle.
Sprinkle just a little tenderness there, and like the tiny grains of sand that build a mountain so high, each tender moment builds love between a girl and guy. Gotta be a miracle, this thing called love. Never, never, never let go, this thing called love. Take a boy like you and a girl. People we used to be, we shared a little time. will be happy ever after. All it takes is two arms that know. They've got to hold you, baby, and never let go. Throw in a lover's quarrel and it's sealed with a kiss. We know that heaven must be like this. It's got to be a miracle. This thing called love. Never, never, never let go. This thing called love. I used to wonder how to roam. Like a ship in a stormy sea, trying to get home. When it's found each other, every cloud rolled away. Cause you were the dawn of a bright, sunny day. And every sweet word that's ever been said. Got to be a miracle, this thing called love. Never, never, never let go, this thing called love. Take a girl like me and a boy like you. Long, lonely hours we once knew.
Oh, man, nice to hear. I'd love to hear that redone, too. You're right. That would be great to hear it
it's
in today's sound.
It's a great song, and it needs to be remixed
yes.
and flipped and reintroduced.
That's right. Oh, man. Yeah, that, I'm hoping you guys are listening because this is a great opportunity, and I really,
It's funny you picked that one because we actually got a question on our Facebook page about that song. Someone asked, could they do it in the gospel genre? And that
of course.
Is not one of our selected genres, but the song is so perfect. I said, I'll tell you what, if you can do a Motown song with a gospel sound, that's an R&B genre. Go for it.
Right. I mean, that would be great as a gospel.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
I'm there.
Oh, I thought I lost you, hon.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm still-
yeah, no, I was just saying, I mean, what a great opportunity this is. My goodness. Wow. And you folks out there, no entry fee, 3 cash prizes, top 125,000 with Sony Music Publishing helping you out, too, if you're selected. My goodness. And then tell them about the party with the whole when they pick the winner. Tell them all about that.
Yes. We're gonna end up with 10 of the very best covers as a finalist. And those 10 finalists will have the opportunity to perform their covers at the Soundboard Theater in the Motor City Casino in Detroit.
Nice.
It's a beautiful venue, beautiful stage, and we are going to put together a show for those 10 finalists to perform their covers on October 11th at the Soundboard Theater.
Sounds great. Oh, my goodness. I'd love to just go to that. Wow, that's going to be cool. Wow.
Come on. We'll be happy to see you.
Come on down, everybody. Come on down. And so it, yeah. let's play another one that's on the list for the folks to choose from. This is Martha and the Vandellas. And forgive me, I didn't write the title down. I thought it was, It's Got to Be a Miracle. Which one is it? Baby Loves Me?
Yes.
Hold on. My bad. I didn't write it down. Okay. My Baby Loves Me. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas did this one. It's up to you to change it, twist it, flip it, and make it a hit, folks. Here you go. Martha Reeves, My Baby Loves Me. We go. I'm so sorry. We're having trouble with that track. I never had a...
What?
Here we go. My Baby Loves Me, Martha Reeves. And I got my music Tourette's when I was listening to it. I love that one, too. I love them all. So that's up to you guys. That's Martha Reeves' version. It's up to you to twist it up. And just for kicks and giggles, let's play the Stevie Wonder song that I have here because... Sylvia actually wrote a lot of Stevie songs and got Stevie started pretty much. I mean, everybody thought it was Barry Gordy that did it, but I think it was really your sister, right?
Well, Barry Gordy certainly started him out. Remember Fingertips? That was before Sylvia started writing for him. But Sylvia wrote Tight, and I Was Made to Love Her, and Shooby Dooby Doo Da Day, and My Sharia Moore, all Stevie Wonder hits. But
nice.
Sylvia and collaborated on them. So this is just one of many songs that she wrote with Stevie Wonder.
Nice. And this is on the list, folks. Nothing's Too Good for My Baby. Yeah, Nothing's Too Good for My Baby. And let's play this one. This is one of the choices too that you could choose from to do a mix of. Here you go.
Hey! Nothing's too good for my baby.
folks. Another one that you could do. Wow, wow, wow. Just, oh, I'm excited. I'm like, I'm busting at the seams. I'm dying to do this, but I'm not going to do it. I know it. I know it.
Well, you're certainly welcome.
Yeah, well, it sounds great. And thank you to Sylvia for writing the songs. Thank you to Motown. Thank you to all the Motown artists for these songs. And Celeste, thank you for helping to give people some excitement and life and put life back into these songs and get them going again. And, oh, man, and Masterpiece Sound Studios, it's open for business, folks. Go check it out, too, if you're looking for a studio in Detroit.
That's right. And we have remote capability. You can be anywhere in the country and still record as if you're right in the Detroit studio that Sylvia Moy built.
Right. Very cool. Very cool. And again, that is www.masterpiecesoundstudios.com/cover song contest. And you'll see there the list of the songs that you can choose from and all the requirements that are necessary and all more details that Celeste and I didn't go over. And you'll find out all that great stuff. They have a list of the judges up there too. And oh, this is just so great. And Celeste, thank you for doing this. This is fabulous. This is, and more people should do this for people.
Well, we hope that this is a great success, and we certainly are going to do everything we can to make sure that it is. We'll just keep doing it with different songs next time.
Right, because this is the first one of many more to come.
Yes, we hope so. Thank you, Joanne. I've enjoyed the
No, thank you, Celeste. I enjoyed speaking with you and had a lovely evening, and this is wonderful. I can't thank you enough for doing this for folks. Right now, we need something positive, and this is great.
All right.
Excellent. Well, everybody, Celeste Moy, go check it out. The cover song contest, www.masterpiecesoundstudios.com/cover song contest to find out all the information that Celeste and I just went over. And enter. The deadline is July 31st. You don't have much time, so get your songs in. Right, Celeste?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, Celeste. Take care. Thank you so much. Wow.
All right.
You know, it's so funny. I was thinking to myself the other day, I was saying, you know, back in the 50s, they used to have so many contests. And by the time I was growing up, they stopped all the contests. They used to have jingle contests. They used to have all kinds of songwriting. I don't want to say songwriting contests, but it wasn't a contest, really. I mean, everybody would write songs and hang out at the Brill Building and pray that they got picked to come up and they listened to their songs. And if they did, they became hits. And so it was just a great time to own just, I guess, new. Everything was new. So no matter what you did, it was going to be good, I guess. I don't know. But this is just fabulous. No entry fee, guys. That's the first. I'm telling you, I have been a musician for at least 40 years and 30, 40 years, and not one contest out there is free. There is no entry fee. The songs are already picked for you. The choices, again, if you didn't hear, My Baby Loves Me, Nothing's Too Good for My Baby, I Was Made to Love Her, Ain't That Asking for Trouble, It's Gotta Be a Miracle, Heaven Sent You, I Know, I'm Still Loving You, You've Made Me So Very Happy, Whole Lot of Shaking in My Heart, Which Way is the Sky, and just go to the website and find out more. And you could pick any of those songs and twist them into country, Latin, what is there? There's jazz, hip-hop, R&B, rap, rock, reggae. I mean, you name it. I mean, you could just take the songs that they have listed and turn it into your own with your version of what you like, and no entry fee required, which is the coolest thing. And it's in partnership with Sony Music. How cool is that? It's not just Masterpiece Sound Studios having it. They're doing it with Sony. So this is legit, folks. I wouldn't be this excited if it wasn't. This is definitely, and Celeste is carrying the torch of her sister, Sylvia, who was a great songwriter. And, again, if you go to the website, even if you just want to go to Masterpiece Sound Studios to check it out, and if you're looking for studio services, it sounds like a great place to work from, too. And like she said, they do it virtually as well. So I guess everybody's doing that these days. It's been so long since I've been in the studio or recorded myself. So, but yeah, so the judging panel... we mentioned those folks earlier, and they're going to score the entries. Originality gets some points. Sound quality gets some points. Overall performance gets points. Showmanship, audience appeal. I mean, it's and then when they pick the 10 winners, they're going to be one of each song, I guess. I should have asked her that. If they're going to pick one of each song, they're going to have 10 winners, and then they're going to do it at the casino in Detroit. They're going to have a big ceremony, and that's going to be pretty cool. That sounds exciting, too. So I didn't know Detroit had casinos, but I've never been to Detroit. So I guess they have casinos everywhere, I guess. I don't know. I know we have them here in Jersey, but you got to travel far. Anyway. I hope you enjoyed tonight. I was excited to share that news with you because it's brand new news. Today's the 7th. They just announced it July 1st, I believe. And the deadline is July 31st. So get it hopping, folks. Get it going. Get it going. So we're going to be, we're going to take a few days. We're still working out some stuff over here. So we're going to take a little more time. But we've got Mike Montre on the 20th. He's a singer-songwriter, and we've got some new stuff coming out from him we're going to be playing. And we'll have a couple of guests in between here and there. I just haven't booked anybody yet. I have to respond to some emails, as usual. But the first and last week of the month, I've decided to shut everything off and just focus on what I need to focus on those 2 weeks. It's very hectic for me. So that's why we've been taking a little break. When, like I think I mentioned before, when your body tells you to slow down, you need to listen. So that's what I did. But and I hope I can continue that. I'm sure I'll get right back on the horse as soon as everything's all done and over with what's going on. So let's play this promo one more time for you folks, just in case. Where is it? I got the promo so you guys can hear it one more time from somebody other than me. So check this out.
Attention music artists / producers. The Cover Song Contest, sponsored by Masterpiece Sound Studios, in partnership with Sony Music Publishing, is open to any independent or amateur singer, producer, musician, group, or band in all 50 states, D.C., and Puerto Rico. Contestants can win up to $25,000 cash. Just pick one of 10 selected Motown songs, flip or remix the song in one of 10 genres. Go to MasterpieceSoundStudios.com/Cover Song Contest to enter. No entry fee required.
Cool as that, I'm telling you. Oh man, let's close out with the. Let's see. Oh, let's close out with our buddy. All right, listen. Have a great night, everybody. It is Thursday here on the East Coast, and I hope you all have a great weekend. And we will see you on the 20th, maybe sooner, but definitely the 20th. Okay. So thank you again to Celeste Moy. Go check out the Cover Song Contest again. Masterpiece Sound Studios / Cover Song Contest, and check out the rules, regulations, the songs you could choose, and good luck. Have fun. Most of all, fun. If you're not having fun, don't do it, okay? So it sounds like a great opportunity, and I wish all the contestants good luck, and congratulations to any winners that are maybe listening tonight to Applause Radio Show. I hope you are one of them. So, all right. Well, take care, everybody. Thank you for listening again, and have a great night. We'll see you guys in a few days. Take care. Bye-bye.